Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation. Yo, I don't know what kind of music I got going on today, but you know what? We back, eggs, grits, and niggers. So, yes, we are brought to you by the people of Crux Media. And I'm Vaughn, I'm good. I'll explain that later. And with me, I have my co-host, Evie. What's up?
Yo.
Smoke Dog.
Smoke Dog, baby.
Smoke Dog, baby.
Trying to find the top to this bottle. What's happening?
What was going on with the bottle? You never put a top on it. You're supposed to be drinking it.
I got my shot.
Oh, okay. You got your shot and I got my... I don't know. Do these things right here give you enough energy? Have you had
it? Ain't that got liquor in it or something? I don't know.
No, what I ain't got no liquor in it.
Sparkling. I don't drink that stuff. So.
Sparkling Celsius zero sugar something.
Yeah, I'm good.
I just drink it because I don't know.
It says zero sugar, so I ain't drinking it.
I can't have a Red Bull, so I drink that. And I definitely can't have no liquor right now.
Yeah.
Because I would have
got you
that.
Covered.
Even
I got you covered. My week has been a very up and down type of week. Might have some good news, might not, but we'll see what happens.
You know. So what you looking for? What's the good news? Or you don't want to say just yet?
Well, I mean, I can say, but I can't really say 100% because I'm not allowed to talk about my job without giving a disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the policy. So, but I might be taking a promotion.
Look at you.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I probably avoided it a lot. You know what I'm saying? But after I talked to, I always talk to my council women.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I always talk to my mother and I always talk to so far, she's just becoming my best friend. Like, for real, for real. But I always talk to her and they seem to always be in time with what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Because their birthdays is like a day apart. But
well, I think it is very good that you have people that you can, your intuition, trust them.
Yeah, nah, they not gonna lie to me. They tell me when my shit stinks and all that. So I'm good with always consulting them about something like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's so, up. My week is
we see what happens.
Crazy. And my name is Nah, I'm Good because don't ask me 50 million questions. Nah, I'm good. That's all I've been saying for the past 2 weeks. I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. That'd be time for another trip.
Yeah. I'm good. Like, don't
time for another trip.
So
Oh, it's definitely time for another trip. What's up with your
shit? I need a first trip. But I got that five for you.
What you got?
Maybe some intro. I'm getting an intro.
Let me push the button over here. I'm number one. I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. I'm one, two, three, four, five. Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah. Yo, Black, it's time.
Yo, Black, it's time. It's time, man. All right,
begin. You know, for some reason, this is my favorite part of the show is your top five, because I don't know something about the intro music. I be pop locking over here. Are you over here doing that Omarion chess thing? You know what I'm talking about? Touch. The heartbeat. Yeah. Touch. Yeah, anyway, what's up? This top five.
All right, so I feel the need to help my fellow man out on this one. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like women be slipping in their pimping and slacking in their macking. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, don't be making that face. Just get your pen ready.
You know I stay ready for you. Let me give me a clean sheet of paper. Hold on.
All right.
I'm ready.
There you go. You're probably not gonna write nothing. So
I am.
All right, so this one is EB's top five dick don'ts. Dick don'ts. Don't do this shit to the dick. Because I feel like y'all need to start appreciating the male genitalia more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't show enough appreciation. Y'all be down with the get down, but now I don't feel like y'all show enough appreciation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so, number five, don't shame the penis. All right? Because penis shaming is body shaming. All right? So, in 2024, you know you're not allowed to body shame. You know, you can't tell a motherfucker he's fat. So, you know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all gonna talk about him behind his back, that's cool. But don't be disrespecting the man to his face. You know what I'm saying? Work with that thing. If it's he got teeny meat, work with that thing. You know what I'm saying? Help a nigga out. Stop bruising niggas' egos. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta call him back now. You could go ghost anytime you want. But, I mean, leave that man out here because, you know, send him out there well so he could perform good for the next one that he gonna disappoint. Right? That's number five. Number four is don't judge a book by its cover. You know what I'm saying? Because some people are showers and not... some people are showers and some people are growers. You know what I'm saying? So you might be pleasantly surprised when you see, you know what I'm saying, that Hershey Kiss turn into a Snicker bar. So don't judge a book by its cover. Now, you could judge him on that performance.
Okay, that's fair.
You get him on the performance, you know what I'm saying? All right, number three is don't want more. I need y'all to relax out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when y'all get a good thing, y'all be trying to go for round six. Y'all be wailing out here. Women be bucking on it. Like, all right, so niggas is good with one or two. Mike could even squeeze out three. But after a while, that shit start to hurt. Like, you talking about muscle bruising. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if y'all helped out more, and then put all the weight on us. Y'all could make this thing go one round. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you ain't got no toys, holler at your boy. I got a couple left.
Let me say, all I got is one round in me. I ain't got no more.
Listen,
one good you long might. Round. That's all I need.
Listen. So what's one good long round for you? How many minutes you got in that round?
I can't put a time limit on it. I could just tell you when
I'm saying like 45 minutes to an hour.
It just depends on how long it take me to get there.
That's what I'm saying. So now that's what I'm saying. Now most men, if we ready, we ready. We might pop off in like 5 seconds. We might pop off in 5 minutes. We might pop off in 5 hours.
Me. It don't depend on you. It depend on me.
That's what I'm saying. Help a nigga out a little bit.
It just depends. Just a little bit.
Help a nigga out.
Take me there.
You know what I'm saying? Done. That's what I'm saying. Get you one of them toys.
Black. Mm-mm. I can't do little, that no more.
Nah, but we just not. Solo, it's in addition. I'm telling you, when you, so you already know when your guy got that stroke that's about to send you over that right there, right? Mm-hmm. Add a little buzz to the equation.
Then you trying to give me heart palpitations and
hell yeah. I'm trying to die in this motherfucker.
And you talking about muscle bruising.
Yeah. Ain't nobody trying to bruise your muscle.
Trying to get me nerve shock.
Listen, as long as you hit that big O, I think you good. Then we get up and then we get this. Because you said you only got but one in you, one round in you. We can make that one round a week. As long as you go to work skipping. Three out of them 5 days. You know what I'm saying? Make Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday great, and you will be looking forward to Saturday because Thursday and Friday, you're going to be wore out by work, and then you're going to be thinking about that Saturday night, date night.
I'm like, leave me alone.
You might have to get you on the hood of that thing now.
I'm
going to
be like, leave me alone.
One a week. All right, so Okay. Number two, I'm gonna tell you, don't over tease the dick, cause blue balls is the real thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here walking around here with your little outfits on, telling niggas nope. Yeah, you know how you do when you walk around the house. And
don't
that little
look.
Thing that he if, like,
don't look. Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to put on a house coat.
No, I'm comfortable. You're the one that's not comfortable, so don't look.
Nah, you out here making my man do exercises he ain't ready to work out.
Then that sounds like a you problem.
No, this is why we working on y'all, cause y'all don't. Yeah. Then so when you ready later on
woman,
at
it's
night.
It's always a woman's fault.
In life, yes.
Ownership, accountability, narcissist. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Hey, listen. I ain't say I wasn't no big giant red flag. I'd be fat back in red flags.
Oh, Lord.
So please be intentional with your shit. Cause you know we like what you got. So I'm gonna need you to keep that under wraps until you ready to unwraps. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So number one. Dude, yo, y'all gotta stop neglecting morning wood.
I'm with you on that one.
Listen, don't let that wood plank pass you by. You better go on and jump on that fucking thing. It's there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? It's probably because y'all told us no for a whole month. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, I'm just stressed. I need some time. No, fuck that. You see this? Morning wood is a green light to jump on that thing. And you ain't got to do no extra work. Y'all could get a good 15 minutes in and go jump in the shower and go to work. So please, stop neglecting the morning wood.
Okay. I don't neglect now that, because I need my day to start right.
I'm telling you, that's like a good plan.
I need some pep in my step. I need some joy in my fa-la-la-la-la. Like, I need all the help I can get to make sure now I have a good day.
You ever see somebody in church get that good shout?
Yes.
That's what that is. Mm. Why do I have this thing up on my damn screen?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm having some issues right at the moment.
Oh, Lord. What kind of issues?
What the fuck? Can you see me?
What's up,
Am
L?
I still here? I can't see nothing. My computer done. Yeah.
We can see you. We can all right, see
so
you.
Just go on and get into that next segment, because I'm trying to work this out.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's get into our stories. Now, I'm going to have to put my glasses on for this right here. I need the bifocals.
Okay.
So, you know how you teach you to look at the bottom? You have to look at the bottom of bifocals. So, this story is crazy. The title is, Attorney Poolfield Pringles Prank Leads to Suspension. Poolfield Pringles prank.
How big was the can of Pringles?
It don't even matter. It's Poolfield Pringles prank. There's not a prank when you got Poolfield in Pringles.
I don't know. If it was a Lincoln Log, that's a pretty good prank.
Mm-mm. So check this out. Ew, you nasty. All right. It says on November 23rd, 2023. Jake A. Blakesley, a criminal defense attorney in Caldwell, Ohio, was suspended by the Supreme Court of Ohio for practicing law for 1 year with 6 months of suspension stayed. His crime? Tossing a Pringles potato chip can full of his own feces in the parking lot of a victim's advocacy center and failing to control his own bizarre impulse. I wish I could show y'all the video. It says, on the morning of November 30th, 2021, Blakely's defecated into an empty Pringles can and then left his home to attend a pretrial hearing for his client who was a defendant in a capital murder case. However, as he drove past the Haven of Hope Victim Advocacy Center in Cambridge, Ohio, which was scheduled to appear in court opposite of him in the trial, Blakesley threw the Pringle can into the parking lot before heading into the courthouse. Carpenter Wilkinson, who works at the advocacy center, saw the incident and reported it to the police. Surveillance video also confirmed Blakesley using the advocacy center as his drop zone. Blakesley claimed that he was not targeting anyone in particular, but rather that he had thrown the feces-filled can to blow off steam. He also admitted that he had pulled the Pringles prank at least 10 times that year, imagining the look of surprise on the feces of anyone who found the cans. He is nasty. Yet, despite the claims of a poo prank, the court felt that Blakesley's misconduct required a suspension stating his aberrant conduct has adversely reflected in his own fitness to practice law and brought discredit to the profession through significant media attention. Blakeslee pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct of littering.
Was that necessary? They should have called it a poop zone.
Was it all? I mean, what even necessary for him to do that? The fact that he's done it 10 other times, I think he's fascinated with it. It's not even a prank at this point.
I think
he got off on that. I think when people do dumb, nasty, bizarre stuff like that, they get some type of exhilaration from it.
I wouldn't know how he got the shit in the can and how big the can was.
I don't know. He looked like his dunks could be real big.
Lincoln log, so it might be a full-size Pringle can.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Even the mid-size Pringle cans is still big. But that's nasty. I mean,
you just gotta laugh at this.
Should
shit.
He have been suspended? Should he have been suspended for that? He didn't throw it on anybody.
Yeah, but you, it's unlawful plopping.
I mean, he did put it in a can, and like he just went and just took a dunk on the side. You know what I'm saying? In the parking lot.
He might have only put it in the can for transport.
Like that's nasty.
He wasn't getting it in the car.
I mean, he was polite.
Man, fuck that. I would have lit that shit like a candle. Lit that shit like a candle.
But then what if it got on somebody? You know, that just done changed the whole game.
But what was the point? What was the point behind?
It wasn't none.
Like, you just... Shitty motherfucker.
I don't know. This is nasty. Then how you gonna wash your hand? Well, the fact that he's done it multiple times, that's scary.
You got that shit down to a science.
Ew.
I don't know, but if it was a morning glory, he might have needed a bigger can.
Mm. I wonder if he ever had diarrhea and just put it in the can.
He probably shit on his hand.
Ew. Yeah, okay.
Like the teacher from Martin.
So I look like the blind person who can't see. That's what I look like.
You miss Trinidad from the Cosby
Show. Yeah, that's her name. But I think it was not Naomi Campbell. What's the other one? Iman. It was Iman. Okay, so the next story that we have is a deceptive diner fakes heart attack to escape 20 restaurant bills. So it's
how they find out.
I'm about to tell you. So in September 2023, a 50-year-old Lithuanian man, only identified as, and I may have jacked his name up, but
Adidas.
It sounds like Aidas.
Adidas.
It ain't on Adidas. I think it's Aidas J. He ordered seafood and two whiskeys at the L. Wayne Comer restaurant, Taperia, in Alicante, Spain. Now, y'all know my little country ass cannot pronounce half the shit, but we gonna go with it.
They got a little accent over the letters.
Listen, you know how bad I struggled saying that girl name last week. And now they got me saying some man name from Spain. My tongue tied itself, but you know, we gonna do the best we can. Here we go. However, at the end of Aida's meal, Moises Dominic, you know what I'm saying?
That look like dome neck.
Nah, we just gonna give them some English names. Moses Dominic, because that's the name closest to what I can pronounce. The restaurant manager was told, and we're gonna just say Adidas, because I ain't got time to pronounce people's name right. Adidas was attempted to dine and dash, evading the outstanding bill of $36.75. When Dominique confronted Adidas, Adidas claimed that he was going to the hotel room to get cash, but regardless of his plea, the restaurant staff refused to let him leave. At that point, Adidas dramatically clutched his chest and fell into the floor as if he was having a heart attack. Oh, shoot. Hold up.
You call him a Marin. That's a Marin. That ain't no Karen. That's a Marin.
As if he was having a heart attack, despite his stellar performance, the restaurant staff didn't fall for the ruse and call the police rather than an ambulance. However, this was not Adidas' first attempt at dodging the restaurant bill. In fact, this was the 20th such incident within a year, making the con man well known for his local police force. Apparently, Adidas was known to masquerade as Russian tourists, dress in designer clothes, and visit fancy restaurants around Alicante. Once inside the restaurant, he would begin his order with a Russian salad, drink multiple glasses of whiskey, enjoy a hearty main course of whatever that is, or lobster, and then have more whiskey for dessert. How you have more? Okay, whatever. Each time he would fake his heart attacks to get out of paying the bill. This time, however, Adidas was caught in jail for 42 days. Now, I've heard of some clever things. And you know, sorry for me messing up Dominique Adidas and everybody else's name in the store. But have y'all ever witnessed anything? Have you ever witnessed anything where you go out to eat and people fake like they're sick? Or, no. Let me tell you, it does happen. They eat. Oh, I don't like that. It don't taste right. Send it back. Oh, I found a piece of hair in my food. After you done ate it all, it's almost gone. And right in the bottom, you see this little piece of hair or a little book.
I never been a party of none of that.
But I don't, you don't know anyone that has done that?
Nah.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Only thing I know is I know some people that bang on gratuity. Because you shouldn't charge me no damn gratuity. If your party size is over a certain amount, all right, cool. Charge me gratuity. But my meal plus tax costs X amount of money. I ain't signed up for gratuity.
Okay, so if you did have gratuity, do you still leave a tip?
Hell fucking no. And I'm not paying a gratuity neither.
You know, some states ban gratuity. You know, then they do.
You have to have like a party size. I think it has to be like 8 people or something like that for you to charge gratuity.
So when
and even then charge, you have to announce it.
Okay, so when they do charge and they have it on your bill and you tell them I'm not paying it, do they take it off?
Nah, usually the cops get called.
But is Is it illegal to charge gratuity under a party of 8?
It's not necessarily illegal, but it's not. You can leave payment for the as long as you're willing to pay for your food plus the tax plus the drinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you're not wrong. You can argue gratuity.
Well, I've witnessed people get a nice, healthy-sized course meal and get towards the end of the meal and want to make a complaint because they saw a bug or they saw hair or they saw something that looked like it shouldn't be in there and want their food comped.
Yeah, nah. Most I ever did was I went to a diner, which I would never go back to, Old Bridge Diner. Straight garbage. But I ordered a burger and I ordered my burger well done. Don't give me no raw ass burger, no little red in the middle. Like, I ain't playing none of that. I want my shit damn near dry. That's how I like my burger. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, not really dry, but you know, I don't want to see no red.
Okay.
I don't want to see no pink. So I get the sandwich. The sandwich come out. It got blood. It's so much blood that it's soaking into the bread.
Ew, then that's nah.
So I say, yo, I like, this shit is raw. Like, I want a cooked burger. So the motherfucker take it back, and they, instead of them making me a new burger or at least making me new fresh dressings, they took the burger, threw it back on the grill, finished cooking it, and then put it back on the same bun.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I'm not eating that.
Yeah. I won't eat that.
I'm like, yo, nah. Because it can still have my bite mark in it and everything. I'm like, I'm not eating that shit.
Some people ain't got time to be wasting food.
Like, nah, that shit the fuck out my face. It's a good thing I ordered a piece of carrot cake or else I wouldn't eat nothing that day.
Oh, wow. So, and you were still hungry after eating the carrot cake. Cause that
straight facts, fuck Old Bridge Diner. If you're in Old Bridge, New Jersey, fuck Old Bridge Diner.
I Is said it still it. Open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them niggas. Mm.
All right, and this is our last story. So hold on.
Come on now. You Ms. about to Trinidad start a fire with the blasters.
Whatever.
I told you, ain't don't shame me.
Oh, Lord. Don't shame me. That's number what?
That was number one.
Number five.
Yeah, number five. That's what I meant. Oh, look at you.
I told you. I write
Hang that down. On the wall.
Nah, I ain't gonna do all that. I don't want him to know I'm paying attention. It's cheat code.
That is a cheat code.
This is my cheat code. Okay. And so the last story that we have is unconventional quest to satisfy Hot Pockets craving. What do you think the story is about?
Coochie.
Coochie. So the Hot Pocket is the coochie?
That's the Hot Pocket. And, you know, and when you menopausal, that's the pocket hotter.
Okay, well, let's find out what this quest to satisfy Hot Pocket cravings is about.
Let's get it.
At approximately 3:30 a.m. May 27, 2020, this is in the height of the pandemic, the police were dispatched to a Wells Fargo Bank in, is it Cholas View, a neighborhood in the southeastern portion of San Diego, California.
I gotta stop you right there.
Is they naming cities
after Mexican people? Because you call a Mexican a cholo.
It's
so cholas would be
L L A S. How you pronounce this?
Cholas would be the women.
It says okay. Again, I am from South Carolina. Okay. I don't speak Spanish, so we're going to pronounce it the way that I see it. Cholas.
The cholas. The female.
Cholas view.
The female gangbanger view. Let's get it.
Okay. After a burglary alarm sounded off. Okay, let me back up. We're dispatched to a Wells Fargo Bank in Cholas View, a neighborhood in the southeastern portion of San Diego, California. After a burglary alarm sounded. I sound so retarded, sorry. However, this was not your typical burglary. Rather than someone looking for cash, the alarm company told police that surveillance cameras inside the bank capture a man inside a break room using a microwave. When police arrived on the scene, they found a broken window near the bank's drive-through ATM. At that time, the security company was able to confirm that the suspect was still inside, so officers drew their guns and used a megaphone to tell the man inside to surrender and come out with his hands up. Then they warned the suspect that the canine would be sent in if he did not surrender. After getting no response, the officers knocked the bank door down and sent in the canine dog before entering the building to retrieve the suspect. Moments later, officers were seen walking the man out of the bank, holding his hands behind his back. The unidentified man later told police that he was homeless and that he had broken into the bank to use the microwave and ate two Hot Pockets while inside. When the man was asked if the Hot Pockets were worth it, he responded, "Hell yeah, it was worth it." He was just hungry. He was a microwave. He ain't steal no money. He ain't bother nobody. That man, all he wanted was a microwave. He could have went to the nearest 7-Eleven and used a damn microwave, sir. You probably used a microwave by the place you bought it from or stole it from. Whatever.
Yeah.
Why'd you go break in the bank?
All right. So, do you eat Hot Pockets?
I do not. Pause. I used to.
Okay. So how long does it take to cook a hot pot? Just one hot pot.
A minute. I think it's 2 seconds.
Okay.
It shouldn't take that long. Because the inside gets super hot. And they tell you caution inside hot.
All right. So let me ask you another question. What time did they run up in this? What time did this start? What time they get the burglar alarm?
3:30 a.m.
That's how long it takes to cook a hot pocket.
3:30.
3 minutes. It takes 3 minutes and 30 seconds to cook a hot pocket.
Do you think he should have went to jail?
I'm sorry.
You so
nice. I'm still stuck on the fact that at 3:30, this nigga spent 3 minutes and 30 seconds cooking a Hot Pocket in a fucking bank.
I mean, he was just trying to use a microwave.
Hot Pocket. Oh, shit.
Do you think he should have been arrested?
What?
The fact that he said it was worth it?
Yo, that nigga was high as fuck and he had the munchies. You goddamn right it was worth it. Should he have been arrested? Yeah, you breaking and entering. He ain't steal nothing, which is fine. But you did a B&E on some federal shit. So at least where you going, you gonna have Hot Pockets too.
I'm just saying. I don't think that he should have been arrested. I think he should have just got, because he didn't take anything.
You broke into
Leave that man alone.
No, you broke into a bank.
But he didn't take anything.
It is a
that
federal,
man was hungry.
It's federal property.
He was hungry.
That's like breaking into the CIA. Like, just some stupid shit you don't do. You could have broken into somebody's house and used the fucking microwave.
No, he could have went to the nearest 7-Eleven and used the microwave because they got them all.
He probably stole the shit from 7-Eleven, so he couldn't use
their
microwave.
Well, he should have went to another 7-Eleven down the street and heated it up.
But then again, if he's in Mexico, if he's in fucking California, he should have been heating up a bean burrito or something.
No, he should have been heating up a burrito.
A burrito, because they do a lot of Mexican.
It's a lot of them. Yeah.
San Diego.
San Diego's nice. So we about to get into our weird sex segment.
Hot tacos enough?
Evie, where's the weird sex?
I don't know. I didn't get the rundown. I got a...
Oh my gosh. Is it about the doctor caught raping a pregnant woman undergoing a C-section?
Oh, that nigga was wilding.
Yes.
Ew. Okay. A doctor in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, has been arrested allegedly raping a woman while a cesarean section was being performed on her. I don't know if I want to read this. Ew. According to police, Giovanni Quintella Bezerra, why y'all got me pronouncing these people's name? 32 was arrested last week in early hours of July 11th in Rio de Janeiro at the women's hospital in Sao, I'm looking at you now. Yeah, over there in those parts of the country, according to the Daily Mirror report, suspicions of, and we're gonna call him by his first name, Giovanni, conducted had already been raised when he performed 2 C-sections earlier that day. The nurses recorded him during his 3rd C-section and were able to catch him allegedly assaulting the patient. Following the arrest, police said they were already investigating whether a similar attack happened to the first 2 patients and have said the other 3 women treated on different days have come forward to accuse him of abuse, according to the Mail Online report. According to the Brazilian newspaper Globe, he was indicted for the rape of a vulnerable person after he was arrested. This penalty ranges from 8 to 15 years in prison. Giovanni has also raised suspicions by allegedly having heavily sedated women who were undergoing C-sections. Hospital employees were able to change the delivery room Giovanni used for his 3rd C-section on the day the order to film him successfully. To conduct the alleged attack, Giovanni positioned himself at the woman's head as surgeons began work on delivering the baby. The team working only a feet away from him was able to see the patient from the neck up. The alleged rape lasted for 10 minutes. Oh, wow. The end of the alleged attack, Giovanni was also recording cleaning the woman's mouth with a gauze. Oh, my gosh. On Monday, the Regional Council of Medicine of the state of Rio de Janeiro launched an internal inquiry and open proceedings to expel the medic. This behavior, in addition to deserving our reputation, constitutes a crime which must be punished in accordance to the legislation in force, the public agency said in the statement. They added that at the time they were focusing on providing support to the alleged victim and her family. Giovanni defense said they were waiting to have access to all the testimonies before addressing the allegations, according to the reports. The defense claimed that it has not yet obtained full access to the testimonies of element of evidence that were producing during the warming up of the arrest warrants. His defense also confirmed the accusations against Giovanni. Newsweek has contacted the Rio de Janeiro police for comments. So, first of all, what kind of mind state are you in? These people are sedated. They're under the heaviest drug.
Like, his women it's worse comatose than morphine.
Yes, and you up there having oral sex with these people?
Popping give off me the scalpel, and then just my issue with that is when you sedated like that and they got the little thing in your mouth, ain't the mouth dry? Did he lube their mouth up first? Dry ass mouth.
Well, you know
sex.
What? Some people put lubrication on the mouth because it is dry and the cracking and stuff. And then they have that tube that goes all the way down in your throat because your mouth is open.
So my other thing is, nobody noticed the pelvic thrust?
Nobody ain't noticed him rocking back and forth?
He just rocking. Like, he getting a little pelvic thrust. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But shout out to Jeff. What up, Jeff? Yo, can we get some weather? Can we get some
shout
weather,
out
Jeff?
To me for reading this bullshit.
True that. You survived.
Shout out to me.
You survived. But yeah, I do want to say, since Jeff is on here, I do got that booty slather on deck. I got the bottles, I just ain't make the labels. Booty slather.
Hold on. before we get the booty slather, I think this man, who knows how many victims, shout out to the staff that, you know, advocate for these patients that don't know what's going on. We trust ourselves with the healthcare professionals, and we don't know what's going on when we sedated. I don't think we know. We wake up not knowing what happened.
He's nasty. Booty slather.
He's not him and poo filling Pringles. They need to be together because they nasty.
Oh, I'm telling you, that booty slather gonna have you hollering, "I'm moist."
Well, moist. They don't need any booty smothering, smattering, whatever you said. They don't need any of that.
But you know what would have saved him? You know what would have made this man not get caught?
What?
Since he in Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mouth ain't want to say that. He in Rio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why this nigga ain't work at a BBL office?
Well,
he would have never got caught. I'm saying them chicks would have been getting their BBLs. You slide one off in them and send them home. They going home.
That's nasty.
I'm just trying to help.
Oh no, you're not helping. I'm about to put you, Phil and Pringle, and this nasty doctor all in the same category. You talking about going to the BBL. That's nasty.
BBLs is trash anyway. We need to motivate women not to get them shits anyway.
Amen.
So
flat booties matter.
And listen. Even a flat booty is soft.
It's natural.
Put that on a Pringle.
Ew. Anyway.
Yo, so tell Evie. Jeff need to type in the weather report. Because he ain't getting on.
A weather report. Yeah. What's the weather report about, Jeff?
Gotta type it in. We got another story.
Well, we have it. Another story. No, I think that's it. We about to close out. Evie, tell the people how they can follow you.
Nah. Yo, you can find me on Instagram as BIGKIDENVI_chops, as well as the Facebook page Grits and Ignorance, and Instagram, that's Grits, the letter N, Ignorance.
Jeff said
your mouth shut.
I don't think he want the Pringles that we talking about.
The P and the Pringles stand for poo.
It's like I ain't gonna probably never eat Pringles again. Cause I like the sour cream and I like the pizza flavored ones.
Now you gotta deal with booty flavored ones.
Mm-mm. That's nasty. Anyway, y'all can catch me on Instagram at Juan Boncelli. You can also catch me here kicking it with my crew, Grits and Ignorance, every Thursday. We'll come back in the fall so we can recap part two of Power Book 2, see how that plays out. I'm interested to see how that is going to end.
Oh, and yo, they actually leaked that Ghost coming back.
Well, I've heard many stories that some of the reoccurring in the flagship are coming back to make their grand finale. So it'll be great to see how they end. But, you know, again, they probably ended this so Ghost can make his reappearance.
We'll see what's up. Maybe that money got right.
Or something got right. So, you know. They got some tricks up their sleeves, I hope. So I'm excited to when that come back in, I think it's September 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, September 6th.
And until then, I'm not sure when Tommy's season is coming back or when Kanan's season is coming back, but I'm here for it all. Until then, we'll catch y'all later.
Peace.